Hi everyone, I'm James. We're reading from 1 John tonight, the first chapter 1. It's on 855 if you're using the Pew Bibles, or not Pew Bibles, the Church Bibles. There we go. 1 John. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin.
Let's pray. Father, I am humbly obliged for the privilege, honor, and responsibility you have given to me to share your word with my brothers and sisters. I humbly come forward and ask for your guidance and wisdom as you enable me to speak. And Father, I pray, enable each and every one of us to glorify your name through this time of fellowship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so Jesus, light of the world, that's the theme that we are talking today. God is light, and him there is no darkness at all. And he has sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to be the light of the world. And our fellowship with the Father and his Son enable us to walk in his light and also enable us to reflect his light to people around us. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you a story from my childhood, which is about importance of light in our life. Situated at the eastern central province of Pakistan, close to eastern borders, once we used to live in a small remote village where was our childhood or family home. We are 6 siblings, all born in that family home or remote village, and happily lived with our mom, dad, grandma, and grandpa before we got settled into the biggest city. The name is Karachi, what we also call the city of lights. Life in remote village was simple and very beautiful, but there was no infrastructure as such and no electricity at all. Every evening before it was dark, sometime my mom and sometime my grandma would light the lantern. You might have seen that kerosene lamp, and they would lit that and hang on to the beam of the main living area, and small lamps made out of clay with a small cotton in it dipped into oil, and they would place them in small rooms and in some corners so that we could see things through. And we could do our homework also but most importantly, so that we do not stumble by the darkness. And that was our daily routine. Those small lamps were very important in our lives. But when it was dawn, the sun would come up, the world source of light, and we could see everything bright and shiny. Likewise, friends, how important it was for our Father in heaven to end the darkness in our lives and the world we live in. Through the glory of his Son, Jesus Christ. He kept on sending prophets, just like small lamps in my story, to momentarily shine our relationship with our Father. Those lamps were not light, but yet pointing to the source of the light yet to come, that is Jesus Christ. Just to name a few, Moses, David, Isaiah, and the list goes on. When John the Baptist came and proclaimed, what we can see in Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 9, the true light that gives light to everyone was about to coming into the world. And he was referring to Jesus Christ. And Gospel of John further tells us in chapter 1, verse 4, in him was life, and that life was the light to all mankind. And who did receive and believed in Jesus' name, he gave them the right to become children of God. Brothers and sisters, now that the light of mankind and world has already come into this world, the question is, how do we respond to that light? The answer is by living our lives in the presence of that light. We can discuss together three ways we can live our life in the presence of that light. And this leads me to our first point, fellowship with the light. If we look into verse 1 to 4, the passage that we have read today, I would just summarize for you what John has emphasized, and he is writing to his readers. What happened that early disciples and John himself, who accepted Jesus Christ and lived their life with the light of the world, they touched him and they saw his great work. And they saw and listened Christ preaching. After that, they spread across to different communities to preach the good news and bring many lives to Christ. Why? Because they knew that relationship or fellowship with Christ means eternal life. And everyone has to come to that light to get that eternal life. So let me take you back again, my village. In our childhood village, so there was only one church for all nearby villages. And we would walk hours to go to that church. And only on special occasions, such as Christmas. And we would be really happy because we know that after the service or worship, we would have plenty of fun and sweets. So we did not attend any kids' school. We did not attend any Sunday school. The reason, there was none. So how we came to know about the light of the world, that is Jesus Christ, that was through our parents and our grandparents. When they would pray, when they would sing, when they would worship, when they would read Holy Bible. I still remember how happy I was when my grandfather teach us how to pray and when I learned Lord's Prayer by heart. And I really admire the simple faith and love of my father for Christ. He would get up very early in the morning, praising him, singing his hymns, and holding Holy Bible with utmost respect in his hand and touching his eyes like this and kissing the Holy Bible before reading it and neatly wrapping in a neat cloth after reading that. And as of today, this is his routine as I'm speaking with you, and his love for Christ is such that. So, brothers and sisters, the point I'm trying to make here, God enabled our grandparents and our parents to be lamp in our life, to introduce us to the light of the world. And later, when we move into the city of Karachi, I found great joy in regularly going to church, regularly going to Sunday school. And when in my college and uni, when I joined Pakistan Fellowship of Evangelical Students as student president in my city's chapter, God enabled me to share the light of the world with many students, including my niece and nephews, who are grown up now, not only in their heights, but in relationship with the fellowship of the light of the world. And I find great joy in that. I find great joy when some of you students who might be leading gospel communities and becoming lamp for many others who you might be interacting, and many of us who are volunteer here, giving our time for the glory of God, and I see the reflection of the light of the world in that work in action. And you might have seen some of TCM members inviting some of students and visitors at their home for lunches. I see the joy of the world. I see the great work of that light of the world in action. And I see some of the TCM members when they're opening their hearts and opening their home to showing great hospitality for many new, just like we, when we came, we got the same respect. And I see great joy in that work of God that is happening. And when I see Dan preaching with students, just like you, guiding you in your life, I see the great joy and the light of the world in action. So, brothers and sisters, our fellowship with Jesus and walk in his light is a reflection toward fellowship with people around us, our loved ones, friends, our colleagues, refugees, and society we live in. This leads us into our second discussion point, no place for darkness in our life. Just like there is no place for darkness in God at all, once we accept his son Jesus Christ and start to reflect his image, hence there is no darkness in our life either. Jesus remained faithful and obedient through darkest of his hour, and yet exhibit love and forgiveness, and set example for us to be obedient and faithful in this world, to keep reflecting his light and not let darkness overtake. Jesus said in John, Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 34, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you." So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. If we look into verse 5 of the passage that we have read today, what it tells us: "This is the message we have heard from him and declared to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth." What is the darkness that John is referring to? If you further look into 1 John chapter 2, he seems to connect it with hating a brother or sister. Specifically, he relates it to living according to the new commandment of Jesus Christ, according to his teaching. Brothers and sisters, no matter how higher my education is, no matter how higher I climbed on the ladder of corporate world, and how high my social status is, or how much wealth I got, brothers and sisters, what matter is how I treat people around me, how much respect I give to my brothers and sisters. Let me tell you a story how I and my wife, Sana, came to know TCM and why we decided to be part of this TCM family. In December 2015, I got a job in Sydney, and we relocated from Melbourne to Sydney and got settled in Saunders Close apartment, which is just a few minute walk from this church. So one Sunday morning, we were just walking past TCM, and I said to Sana, let's visit this church. So we just walk in, a bit nervous due to the fact that it's a newness, no one knows us. But we were really well received, warm welcome, well respected. We got introduced to many people. We attended the service, and after the morning tea, many members of the congregation, they came to visit us. They introduced them. So brothers and sisters, the point I'm trying to make here, that day what mattered was how well we were received, respected, and taken care. And that's what I call living by Jesus' teaching and his commandment. Since then, we are very much part of TCM family. It's been 4 years. And we find comfort in this family. And they are always there for us to help, to take care and flourish. And it very much inspires us to see the light of Jesus reflecting through this family. And TCM family is a gospel-revealing family. What is mean by that? Through their action, deeds, and word, they glorify the name of Jesus Christ. Through their love for others, through their care for others, they live the word of God. So, brothers and sisters, we might ask how we can follow his footsteps. The answer is by following his commandments. Wherever we go, whatever we do in our life, ask Jesus, be my companion, be my friend, and be center of my life and plans. And this is how the world would know that we are in him and he is in us. Just like Psalm 119 and verse 105 tells, your word is a lamp for my feet and light on my path. And he will never ever let you stumble by the darkness. By following his commandment to love one another, he also prepares our heart to abundantly forgive each another. This takes us into our third discussion point, forgiveness. Our God promises eternal life. For whoever accepts his Son Jesus Christ as Redeemer and Savior, he forgives and purifies their sin through the precious blood and sacrifice of his Son Jesus Christ, and teaches us to be like his, to forgive each other's sin and preach love, compassion, hope, and forgiveness. We are children of God, and we are made on his image, which means that we also inherit his characteristics. If we look into verse 7, what we have read today, but if we walk in the light and he is in light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. brothers and sisters. Darkness hardened our hearts, and do not let the light shine. Hardened heart result into hardened relationships, and hardened relationships result into broken relationships. When we look into so much chaos, sickness, brokenness, greed for power and possession, and darkness in the world we live in, it reminds us how much we need our God in our everyday life and relationship. And our relationship is based on honesty to ourselves and to each other. His word is like a double-edged sword, and he can see and read into very depth of ours. Through our wounds and brokenness, he amazingly enables us to reflect his glory. You might ask how. Have you seen a glass prism? When the light strikes to the surface of prism, it results into beautiful colors. And the impurities in that prism allows those colors to come out. The point I'm trying to make here, that we are not perfect, but we are made perfect in him. He knows we have weaknesses. He knows we have shortcomings. And he has the authority and power to amazingly use those shortcomings and weaknesses to glorify his name through his amazing mercy, through his amazing acceptance. He is always there to accept us. And he accepts us as it is, not what we were in the past or what we will be in the future. When disciple ask Rabbi, teach us to pray. So Jesus taught them Lord's Prayer. One of the points was the significance of forgiveness. Forgive us our sin, for we also forgive who sins against us. As Father has given us forgiveness through the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, and taught us to forgive others, if we do so, we are his true follower and his disciples. And world would know that we are in him and he in us. When God soften our heart and enable us to practice forgiveness abundantly, he allow us to love each other and do not let darkness of hate overtake. You might have heard about an Australian teacher. His name is Timothy Weeks. He recently got released from the captivity of Taliban after 1,200 days. And his first ever press conference a few weeks back, what he said. He never lost hope. He said he bore no hatred toward his captor. At time, I felt as if my death was imminent, and that I would never return to see those I love. But by the will of God, I am here, I am alive, I am safe, and I am free. Brothers and sisters, let me summarize today's sermon for you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. And he has sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to be light of the world. And our fellowship with the Father and his Son enable us to walk in the light and reflect his life, light to people around us. Jesus said, no one lights a lamp and hides it in a clay jar or put it under a bed. Instead, they put it on a stand so that people can come in, see the light. He has implanted us to be light and salt of this world. Our fellowship with Jesus and walk in his light is a reflection toward fellowship with the people around us, our loved one, our friends, our colleagues, or refugees who come for help and support here, and many others who are in need. And if we live by Jesus' teaching and commandments, world would know that we are in him and he in us, and we will never, ever be stumbled by the darkness. Brothers and sisters, each and every one of us has received that light of the world. We must keep it on all the time in our life, through our actions, deeds, and word. And this is how the world would know that we reflect his light, and we love one another, and we also forgive each other abundantly. So let us keep spreading the good news and shining his light, and be channel for many lives God wants to reach through us. God bless you all.